Every kid, I'm sure in cheder in this school, was taught that when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, b'shas kriyas Yamsuf, from the walls of Yamsuf, were all different things coming out. You know, some schools, some cheders say apples were coming out. Some rabbis teach that chocolates were coming out. Today they say sour sticks, chveshnish. But everyone learned that what nice good things are coming out from the walls and shas kriyas Yamsuf. And the question is, it's a medrash. Zeh steht in medrash. B'shas kriyas Yamsuf, chutzun, was a kriyas Yamsuf from the sides of the walls of the Yamsuf, was all nash and all good things for Klal Yisrael. And the question is, why Klal Yisrael need B'shas Kriyas Yamsuf, this big moment of Kriyas Yamsuf, that Chazal say, Ro'aso Shivcho Alayam, Mashaloiro Yecheskel Ben Buzi, this big moment of Kriyas Yamsuf, B'shas Kriyas Yamsuf, this is what you need B'shas Kriyas Yamsuf, that chocolates and candies will come out. It's the biggest moment of Klal Yisrael. Kriyas Yamsuf is happening now. Every person becomes a Navi. Even the lowest Shifcha in the world was like a Neviya. And in that moment, they need chocolates to come out. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said a gewaldik avot. Zog Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, if a person comes into a room, and he sees a lady holding a little baby, washing the baby, cleaning the baby, and he wonders to himself, this lady that is taking care of this baby, who is this lady? It's the mother, the Yiddish Mame, or it's a helper, it's a housekeeper. So like the Chaim Shmulevitz, if when she finishes to clean the baby, she puts him down, she goes to the next baby, and the next baby, it's not the mother. But if she picks up the baby and she gives him a kiss on the forehead, then you know, Dasi the mama. Dasi the mama, she gave him a kiss. Zog Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Klal Yisrael that he will take him out of Mitzrayim. He promised us. Avraham Avinu, we knew that we're going out of Mitzrayim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take us out of Mitzrayim because we have to, and he could take us out of Mitzrayim because he wants to. He has to, he promised. But he could do it because he has to, and he could do it because he wants to. If he will take us out of Mitzrayim, or Bikriyas Yamsuf, he has to. He wanted to show us, I'm not doing it because I have to. I'm doing it because I want to. So he gave us an extra kiss, extra food, extra zachen, b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim, that we will see that we are loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk says, Hamavir Bonov ben Gizri Yamsuf. Hamavir Bonov ben Gizri Yamsuf. B'shas Kriyas Yamsuf, we felt like kids. What was the response of Klal Yisrael when they were going out of Mitzrayim and they got that special kiss from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How they respond back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How they gave back the kiss to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? As one mitzvah, all of us know the Taryag Mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah in the Torah that Hashem never told us to do, and Klal Yisrael decided on their own to do it. You know what mitzvah it is? One mitzvah that Hashem never told us to do, Klal Yisrael decided on their own that they're doing it, and we say it every morning in davening. Zekei, very good. Zekei li v'anveyu. Eloike Ovi V'Aroi Memenu. In the middle of Shira Oz Yoshir, Klal Yisrael promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ze Keili V'Anveyu Eloike Ovi V'Aroi Memenu. The Gemara says that we learn out from there Hidur Mitzvah. Ze Keili V'Anveyu Eloike Ovi V'Aroi Memenu. Person has to do Hidur Mitzvah. What is Hidur Mitzvah? You have to buy an Esrik. You don't have to buy a beautiful one. You don't have to buy a nice one. You have to have a tefillin. You don't have to have very kosher ones. Klal Yisrael told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're giving us a kiss, and you're showing us that you love us, and you're doing the mitzvah not because you have to, you're doing the mitzvah, you're taking us out of Mitzrayim because you want to, when we will do the mitzvahs, We will do the mitzvahs also not because we have to. We will do the mitzvahs because we want to. Not because we have to, because we want to. The way to show it is, we will do a hidur mitzvah. So before I really come to the point that the chizuk that I want to give, I want a little bit dvar aloche on a hidur mitzvah. So what is a hidur mitzvah? The hidur mitzvah is that a person could do a mitzvah because he has to, but he could do a mitzvah because he wants to. If he has to, he could buy a small little green little esrog. If he wants to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm doing a mitzvah because I want to, he will spend $200 to buy an esrog. And the same aloha, the Gemara says, talis no, tfilin no, tzitzis no. It's hidden mitzvah. You could buy, you could have a black tzitzis. You could have, you know, the chutim could look black. Like we'll never, you know, never send it to the queen. But you could have nice tzitzis. Some people have that Torah on, different minhagim. Don't have to. This is talis no, tefillin no. So I want to ask a shayla. The first bracha that will answer, I will give him a sefer. What will be if two will answer? I don't know what. But I'll try. I only have one sefer about with me. But listen carefully to the shayla. This shayla I heard once from Rav Scheinberg, before Rav Scheinberg, Kibbe Hager already is aimed in it. The halacha is that we want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we do the mitzvahs not because we have to, because we want to. And this is a hidur mitzvah. Talis no, tefillin no. So the halacha, what is talis no? A person puts a Torah, you know, some chassidim put a Torah on the talis from silver, it looks very nice. Or you buy a fancy talis, and you put on tzitzis, and you mekayim hidur mitzvah. This is hidur mitzvah. Frekt the Mishmeres Chayim. If this is the pshat, the talis no, what is the mitzvah? To put on strings, chutim, on the edge of the baguette. And this is the mitzvah. And you make a talis no, where is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is in the chutim. But you make a talis no. So why a person doesn't have to make a nice house for putting a mezuzah on? As if you have a nice chutim. So the chazal say, make a talis no, because you're putting tzitzis on the baguette, so the baguette has to be nice. So why is no chiv to make a nice house to put on a mezuzah? I take in America, some people will mock me than take. They made nice houses. But you know, but then I looked at the talis, it was not so nice for the klal. So what is the chilek? Well, what is the answer? What if a person is, these people that I saw, you're right, made a house for themselves. But I'm asking you, one day you'll have a lot of money, and you want to know, and you want to know if you have a lot of money. What is the feeling? Why in talis? Why in the talis no makes a hidul mitzvah? So I'm going into the house and I have a mezuzah. I'm mamish, I live in a small house, I'm only doing it for the mitzvah. Mezuzah also, you have to have if you don't have a door, you don't have a mezuzah. Almost, no.
Some people can't afford it.
Okay, but the question of people that could afford it, why they don't have to? Again? When I have a tzitzis, these are the strings. This is the mitzvah, right? What is the mitzvah? Also lem tzitzis al kanfei bigdayim. This is the mitzvah. But at the same thing, I have to take strings and put them on my baguette. The same thing, I have to put a mezuzah on my house. Today you have to have a tzitzis. But from the time of the Torah, you didn't have to have a tzitzis. Only if you were such a beggar, you have to put on a tzitzis. No? You're touching, but why? Make a nice house. Then the mezuzah will be in the nice house. Lemaisa, it's a mitzvah. No. You can have a beggar without a mitzvah. You can shoot as a tzitzis. No, when you put your take off your beggar, you're also not chayim.
No, but on the beggar,
I hear. We, but at the time of the mitzvah, every beggar. It's a bit louder. Say it a bit louder. Rabbi Eger says, when a person puts on tzitzis on a beged, it's not the pshat only that the chutim are a kiyum a mitzvah, the beged becomes a part of the ma'isa mitzvah. This is the reason, the mashal, the talis gadol, one of the reasons we don't take it into the bathroom when we go in, we take it off. The beged becomes a chefta shel mitzvah. But she'engen in a house, the house doesn't become a chefta shel mitzvah. You might have to shtickle shver, what is the difference exactly? Aber in talis, it's not only a place, the beggar becomes a beggar shel ma'isa mitzvah.
But the
mezuzah
itself is the
chef to
shel mitzvah.
Why? This is the shayla, why?
Achut is achut.
And a mezuzah is a klaf.
Dov shel
mekdusha, but for sure it's also dov shel mekdusha. For sure you have to write a kodesh dekepalsha. But why are mechuyav to have, like the beggar is the mokim of the chutim, let the house to be the mokim of the mezuzah, right?
So I say, why? If
the halacha of mezuzah has to be nice and chutim not, then the chilek is right. But we ask the bakel. Chutim are not a chef, our standard things, and even so, the ganze beggar has to be a nice beggar. And on the mezuzah, on the bais, because that's the amigilah, not the mezuzah. The ganze mezuzah is because the mezuzah of the shkub. That's the azera sefer
Torah. The mezuzah is on the shkub.
All of the svaras that you're saying is that will be an Indian that the tzur will be mehuda rafilo under. Where's the kiyum ma'isa mitzvah? Where's the keli v'andreyu? He's na'el lefon of the mitzvah. Was it the mitzvah? To throw the tzitzis on a beggar. Was it the mitzvah? To leg in a mezuzah after the bite. Does it the mitzvah?
There's no makom to make hiddur on the beggar.
And the halacha is fakel. Is there makom to make hiddur on the beggar?
Talis no. Without the beggar, you can't make a hiddur on the
Why we should not buy them? For sure.
But
if a person is not nice to put on the foot a mezuzah, so you try the mezuzah night to see the sun to keep the show for sure not. The hiddur is the kiyum ma'isa mitzvah.
Is
it easy to buy a nice hesek without the
beggar?
It's a hesek is a chefta shel mitzvah. התפילין הרגיע, העסק זה חפצה של מצווה? זה אפל. אז משחת אותו סיבה צריך חפצה של
מצווה.
זאת החפצה של האפל. ואנחנו יחד זאת. חוק של המצווה אותו. נו, אנחנו חוטים לזוג של המצווה של האפל, נה?
אין
עסק? אז זה הביא האפל. Before when I came in, I heard the Akdome, as when I have a terror from Eretz Yisrael. I see Baruch Hashem my whole terror from Eretz Yisrael in this camp, Baruch Hashem, you know. We don't have to from weit, you know. Ich darf mich immer von weit, Baruch Hashem. Ech shelo yeh, maybe we could use these svores to explain, Taka, what you're saying, his teretz, that this is the reason that the talis becomes a chefte shel mitzvah, and the house doesn't become a chefte shel mitzvah. Could be designed that the hesber, Taka, in Rav Kiva Eger. Why, Taka, the talis becomes a chefte shel mitzvah, and the house doesn't become a chefte shel mitzvah? Nusen der svores, to be mazber your teretz. What was your name? Ich will sagen eine Sache. Every bocher and every kid wants to have siyata d'shmaya. Let's see what it looks like. I don't know the kids, but I'm saying chokhmas adam toir ponov. At least 90% of the kids that are sitting here and the bocherim, if someone will come and offer you, there's two pills. He has two pills. Put two pills on the table. If you swallow the first pill, no, the pill, it was a circle. Yeah. You swallow the first pill, you become Bill Gates. I don't know if you heard about him. It's a guy. It's a guy. If you swallow the second pill, you become Rav Kiva Eger. You become Rav Kiva Eger. For sure, not maybe. You swallow one, you become Rav Kiva Eger. You swallow the other, you can't take both, yeah? As I mean, you know, on the Marishan was. It's a chaim, it's a das. So you could swallow one, you could become Bill Gates. You swallow the other one, you become Rav Kiva Eger. I don't know, at least if it's someone fakert, I'm not speaking to him. But at least most of the people here, I don't have a suffix that will take the one to become Rav Kiva Eger. You will take Rav Kiva Eger or Bill Gates? What you will take? There's no time to think. If you don't take, you miss both. So why not everyone becomes Rav Kiva Eger? Because the Teretz is, it's hard. No one believes that he will become Rav Kiva Eger. If you will know for sure that he's going to become Rav Kiva Eger, the God Lador, he for sure will do it. If a person wants to have siyata d'shmaya, if a person wants to be matzliach in his learning, the only secret is when a person does mitzvahs, does learning, there's two ways to learn. There's one way to learn because you have to learn. You come, you see this masmid, he's learning for 16 hours. But you know, you mamash see alem kofa halki gigis, you know, you see on his face like every 5 minutes he's waiting for Seder to finish. He davens, you know, before he finishes the daven, the tefillin just roll off his hand. Yeah, he can't stop it. Then outside he speaks for 10 minutes. But when he was davening, he was sure he's rushing somewhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that this person is doing the mitzvahs because he has to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, if you do it because you have to, I also only will do what I have to. But if a person will learn, to do a mitzvah, not because he has to, because he wants to, he will have such siyata d'shmaya, such a siyata d'shmaya, that he will matzliach in everything. I'll tell you, only because I see as Geshmaike Olam, I will mamshich 3 more minutes, and I'll tell you an example of doing a maisi because you have to, because you want to, not because you have to, and you'll see the siyata d'shmaya. This story happened to me 2 years ago in the summer. I came here to America. And after 2 weeks I was in America, my wife called me, you know, she needs me home, please come home. So I'll come home for Shabbos. I'm a Kohen, so I don't like to fly from JFK, because there they take Mason. So when I fly back to Israel, I every time fly to Eretz Yisrael from north. I schedule my flight to Yom Chamishi, 3:30 afternoon, arriving in Tel Aviv, Ben Gurion, and Eretz Yisrael, 6:30 in the morning. So I'm coming to the airport, 3:30, planning to go on the check-in. They tell us there's a delay. The plane will be arriving 8:30 in the morning. Okay, it's Erev Shabbos, but I'm already in the airport. You know, I said, it's a horror. I would never take such a plane, but you know, you're already there. I said, that's salami. No, say that. We're waiting a couple of minutes in the airport. We're really sorry. It's another delay. 10:30. Again, no, already another 2 hours. The mice says, before Chatzos, I could make it. My wife is waiting. Shalom Bais. Okay. We're waiting another couple of minutes. We're really sorry. It's another delay. We'll be arriving 12 o'clock. Make a cheshbon. It's before Chatzos. Lemaisim, my mishpocha are waiting. I'm already in the airport. The Sheva Alta said, Alakulis. And another slice in the salami is sliced. And I decided to take the flight. We're waiting another couple minutes. And again, we're sorry. It's another delay. 2 o'clock. I make a cheshbon. It's after Chatzos. But Lemaisim, Mishtabur said, if you go to Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to leave Friday. And I have with Michalis, the Bura Locha said, it's okay. My wife is waiting. Say that. And then we see the whole place becomes tumult. They start to give out vouchers that you could go to buy drinks. This bederech klal means that forget about the flight. And then we see everyone is leaving, all the crew, everyone is leaving the plane. And they announce, we found the problem. Shortly, you'll be notice exactly the time that we're leaving. We found it, we bring a piece from JFK to change the motor or something. And after a couple of minutes, they tell us, we're leaving 1 o'clock by night. I go to the computer there, the desk, to check. Arriving Tel Aviv, Ben Gurion, 6:30, 6:25, Erev Shabbos. Shabbos was 7. So, there's no way to do it. No way to do it. So I told all the different people that were with me, we're staying for Shabbos. The friars went in. This young lady comes over to me, 24, 25 in Borough Park. My husband asked me to ask the Rav if I could take the plane or not. I thought, do you keep Shabbos? He said, yeah. So I said, listen, I'm not flying. You know? Maybe your Shabbos is something else. And my interior says, Leis Echalalu. Well, we don't. So she told me, no, I'll tell you why I'm asking. I'm here with a group of 50 boys and girls from Birthright. Those are groups. They take them to Eretz Yisrael for free. And they try to give them Yiddishkeit. Mamish, 50 boys and girls from 18 to 25, 26. Nishkin Yiddish. I mean, Yiddish Yidden, but, you know, only the neshamas were good. These kids never kept Shabbos before. So for them to stay here is also chil Shabbos. If we cancel the flight, we'll never get there. Then we'll stay here. Who knows if they'll give us tickets? The whole trip is for 10 days. We have to get a whole group on a plane. If we go there, Elal promised us that the goy will take off the suitcase and they'll put us in a hotel in the airport. Now that I know us in a hotel, but this is what they were told. So I said, call over all the kids. All the kids. I told them, there's a chashuv yid in America, Rabbi Israel Belsky. They don't know. I told them the one from the hechsher, from the circle. Oh, this they know, yeah? A circle, another half a circle inside. I said, listen, I will call him up, and I will ask him. But we have to vote that what he says, we're listening. Everyone voted Belsky. You told me vote Belsky. I call up Rabbi Belsky. It was already 12 o'clock by night. He was in the mountains somewhere. His wife is telling me he's saying a Daf Yoyim Mishir. I told her, please go into the Daf Yoyim Mishir. Say, it's Nissen Kaplan. I'm in the airport. It's an important Shaila. I know it's the middle of a Shir. Just walk into the Shir and say, I need to speak to him on the phone. Okay, she sends her son-in-law. He walks in. You know, he puts it on loudspeaker. And make the story short, the psak is, you're not allowed to fly. I come back to the kids. You stay. The pilot comes out and says, you have to go on the plane. If you don't go on the plane, I will be sure that Al will not give you back the money. Oh, we can't fly Shabbos. I will fly quicker. I'll fly quicker. You argue with it, I'll fly quicker. Because I tell the kids, we're not going. So they turn over to me, they tell me, Rabbi, we know, in the minute that you go, the plane leaves, you will go to Lakewood, Flatbush, Borough Park. We came from Miami, Moyaco, I never heard about his names even. You know, like they gave me a whole list of his names. We don't have where to go to. You want, we will stay here, you will go to Flatbush, and we'll be in the airport. If you're promising us, you're staying with us for the whole Shabbos, we stay. Stay here. If not, we're going on the plane. I told him, I'm with you the whole Shabbos. I'm not leaving. I will sit with you together the whole Shabbos in the airport. The pilot goes out again. Come in, no, we're leaving. And I'm holding the hands of the boys. We're not going. And you're yelling the whole, all the staff, you know, all the crew, everyone is coming. The guy gets so angry. He runs into the plane, closes the door, and runs away with the plane. With our luggage, without, you know, we were left only with clothes. That they didn't have clothes to start off with. This was the matzah. Mamish, I felt like, you know, Orum, you're talking about him, Imi, Orum, Oshuv, you're standing in the airport. It's, I don't know if you went flew once in Newark Airport. 1 o'clock by night, it's dead. So we're left. The plane left. It got quiet. No security. Nothing is left. The place, 1 o'clock by night. Make the story short, we were put in the Ramada Inn in Newark. It's not a fancy hotel. Everyone there is big, you know, Grace Schwarzes, Mamish. The only thing you see there, the whole city is Azay. And the manager was vice, like then Italy. This is what you had, you know, we come into the place, they put us in the rooms. I wake up in the morning, and I can't open my eyes. When I commit myself to stay, you know, I was ofakot. I'm staying with this group overnight. You know, they get up in the morning, you know, I can't stay. I call my Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, and I tell him, listen, I promised these kids to stay with them for Shabbos. Aber das nishba laver aveira. To stay with these kids, it's aveira yad minut for me. I don't know what to do, I promise. I was ofakot when it's happening. He told me, you promised to stay. You're staying in the airport, no davening, no food. You're not leaving them. You're staying with them for the whole Shabbos. I said, okay, if I have to stay there for Shabbos, I'll try to make the best. I called one Talmud of mine, married. I told him, tell your wife to cook Shabbos, book a room in a hotel, and come down to stay with me for Shabbos, with the food. I called another guy, bring us a fatere, come down for Shabbos. I called 8 bochum that were living in Lakewood, that learned by me Amal. I said, come down to the hotel, book rooms. One condition, not allowed to speak to no one. No kiruv, zuchushkin kiruv. Come, you're staying with me, I need a minion. So we had 10 guys, we got kosher food, you say, leichter hechsher, from Lakewood, for someone, you know, for the kids to eat. So we have to do a Shabbos. So, you know, I walk into the manager's room, so I say, I'm the rabbi of the group. We need some things to get ready for Shabbos. He tells me, wait a second, he calls 5 workers, tell them what they have to do. I said, we want to kasher the kitchen. 2 guys, you kasher the kitchen. What he tells me, I don't know what it is, do it. I said, we need a shul with a mechitza. That wall, build a mechitza. We need a separate dining room. Mamish. So one of the things is, we can't lock the doors, because in these hotels, you have cards. So, you know, we get all the guys to give us the money before Shabbos to put it in the safe. It was the problem, where to put the sefateira? We can't lock the doors, it's in a sefateira. So I go into the manager, I tell him, here, you know, we're walking with a sefateira. I tell him, we have the real Bible. The real one that came down, you know, we have it here. But I tell him like this, it's very holy. And it's very expensive. So we don't have a place. I want in your office, you know, you give us a table. Miyadi calls the workers, they put a tablecloth, flowers, and they put it in the middle, you know. Kids, we put a secretary inside. I'm about to leave the room. I get a little tap on my back. Rabbi, I could ask you a question? Yeah. When no one is around, I'm allowed to peek? You know, I bring a sefetera, bis dorten, bo zorim vechalelua. I tell him, I'll tell you. Our religion doesn't let no one to touch. Only if you belong to our religion. But because you were so nice to us, I want to tell you a secret, but don't tell it to no one. It's an inside secret, a Jewish inside secret. Sometimes when you open it without permission, it buzzes, but very loud. So just be careful. From that minute, this person, he didn't come close to the table. These people stood up. The kids are amaisa. I want to come to the point. So, you know, we opened, I asked him, you know, we can't Michal Shabbos. I asked him to open all the emergency doors where we could go up the steps in Shabbos. Lel Shabbos, and here's the point that I want to get to. Lel Shabbos, before Ma'ariv, I got up to speak to these kids. You have to understand, these kids, how much that they were not from at all, but they felt very much that they want to pay me back. I stayed a Shabbos with them. They felt meshuga the whole time to try to pay me back. The Maisa, even though they didn't take the plane, I'm giving up and I'm sitting with them for the whole Shabbos. So I got up to speak and I said, we sang Lechodoidi, we sang Lechodoidi together for them, was the first time. And I said, we say Likra Shabbos Lechu Veneilcho. I said, what is the pshat? So the person among some comes to visit his friend. He doesn't know he's welcome or he's not welcome. If he comes in, the door is locked, he knows that he's not welcome. If he comes and the door is open, he wonders, welcome, not welcome. But if someone is waiting for him outside, he knows that he's welcome. Shabbos comes. Sometimes the door is locked. Like all of you last week, you're in games and movies, the door is locked. Sometimes the door is open, like these guys that jump out the bath, you know, out the shower a minute before Shabbos. Shabbos is not sure if she's welcome or not. But if someone is, people that jump out of the shower 2 minutes before Shabbos, then she does not sure if she's welcome or not. Abel, if you come and you're ready for Shabbos half an hour before, Shabbos knows that she's welcome. So I want to tell you, I don't know if again in your life you will have the opportunity to tell Shabbos that you love Shabbos, not a half an hour and not an hour. Not 2 and not 5. Not 5 and not 10. And not 15. 24 hours before Shabbos, you told Shabbos, I'm giving up a ticket to Israel. We're staying here because we love you, Shabbos, because we don't want to be Michal on Shabbos. You know how touched Shabbos feels? You know how loved Shabbos feels by us this Shabbos? We're standing here, I said, in the city, no Jewish person, I don't know if they said Lechodoidi here. And we told Shabbos, we love you, Shabbos. We gave up on our trip. We don't know if we'll get a different trip. 24 hours before, to tell Shabbos, we love you. If Shabbos feels so touched, and Shabbos feels so loved with us, maybe this Shabbos, we will try to keep the rules together. I will teach you the rules of Shabbos, and we'll keep Shabbos together. And I want to tell you from that minute on, no one was Michal on Shabbos. No one. I'll just give you an example. I told him, you know, we're not going in the elevators. I told him, Mukta, you're not allowed to carry out the hotel. What is Mukta? Went quickly on all the base. We're not using the elevators. I told him, we open all the emergency doors. And I just felt like an airplane. I said, you know, there's 2 doors here, 2 doors here, 2 doors in the middle. We open all the doors. I'll just tell you one little story and I came to my point. 2 o'clock by night, I got up. You know, I felt a chayas. You know, I fell into this matzah, but lemaisa, I'm having this whole group here in this place, and the doors are not locked. I felt I have to go to check that everyone is alright. I don't know if you know what is emergency steps. It's not so gishmak to go to yourself. Even by day. Kal v'chomer, by night in a shvarta city. I'm telling you, it's very not gishmak. I woke up 2 o'clock by night, and I said, I have to check that everyone is alright. But I was so scared to do it. You know, I put my fingers in my mouth, I bit my fingers, and I said, I'm going down. You know, I told all the kids to leave the doors. You know, what will happen tomorrow morning here? I'm walking down the steps, you know, and I hear someone is here. You know, Achmezi Rastuta Ezak Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mishalol Avram Avinu Ba'arav Yechiyo, Yaneinu. And you know what I'm seeing? In front of me coming these 2 little girls from our group. 18 years old, 2 girls, they're holding hands, and they're walking up the steps, and they tell me, Rabbi, we're keeping Shabbos for the first time in our life. I could carry on the whole story. It's not, it's, you know, we only got through the first hour, and you know, you're in camp, and we have to, you know, you have a schedule in front of you. I want to tell you one point. I didn't keep up with this group because I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to learn. Hashem didn't send me in the world to do kill. There's different people that are doing it. But I met recently, I was in America 3 months ago, someone that went with the group. 85% of these kids came the week after to Eretz Yisrael. They never went back home, and all of them are Hashem Yitayim and Mishim today. What did it that they decided to keep Shabbos? They did one thing to show, we love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You just need to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu one kiss, and he gives the kiss back. So I want, at least maybe from Chizuk, we're coming to Elul, every person has to take on himself one little thing. I'll say maybe we'll take on, I'm really asking a favor. Just to pay me, if you don't mind. Till Yom Kippur, 10 minutes before Adlokas Neiris, 10 minutes, not before Shkia, 10 minutes before Adlokas Neiris, not to do Melacha. It's a little thing, 10 more weeks the most. But if you do that, the whole Shabbos, when you love someone, right, he loves you back, you have a good friend, he likes you back, this is the way, show Shabbos you love it, Shabbos loves you back. And when Shabbos loves you back, all of your life changes. That's Lachik David.